One day after voting to acquit President Donald Trump on two impeachment counts, Mike Rounds is announcing a re-election bid for U.S. Senate. Rounds says after 5 years in office, he'll continue to focus on monitoring the federal government and helping constituents. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Senator Rounds was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 2014 after stints in the state legislature and two terms as governor. The Fort Pierce Republican was elected during the Obama administration and remains one of President Trump's strong allies. Rounds says since getting elected, his office has responded to around 147,000 citizen messages and helped 3,000 South Dakotans navigate the federal government.
I'm going to work real hard to stay focused on delivering for people here in this state. I'm going to continue to talk about results that we get. I'm going to continue to talk about the need to stay focused on a bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. that needs adult supervision. I'll do my best to get back, answer questions, and provide that constituent service that people in South Dakota need in dealing with bureaucracies that are out there. I think that's really what people want me to do.
Rounds says he's looking forward to working with the Trump administration on a new tax bill. He points to stacking the federal courts with 187 conservative judges as another success under the current administration. He says he believes he has a great record to run on. According to the latest FEC filings, Rounds has about $1.8 million cash on hand. State Representative Skylar Borglum is challenging Rounds for the Republican ticket. She has about $24,000 on hand. Dan Ahlers and Clara Hart are vying for the Democratic ticket for the U.S. Senate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.